Hi, Natasha Mitchell here. Look, we can't bring a podcast for this particular story because it's a terrific feature from the BBC World Service and we have copyright obligations to them. But we're going to include a link to the piece on the Life Matters website. Check it out. It's a series called The Age of Reason with leading octogenarian women. And of course, the RN website and the Life Matters homepage is your place to go to hear and catch up on all sorts of podcasts over the years. So check us out there. I want to play some of your calls. You might recall a little while ago we talked about women in sport and we talked about women in surfing in particular and boxing with some of the developments for women in both of those arenas, the boxing arena and out there on the wild blue seas. It was in response to a couple of really gripping essays in the Griffith Review on women and power. And here are some of your calls in response.
Oh, hello, my name's Jessica Reeves. I've just been listening to the Life Matters program on women in sport. I'd like to thank Misha Mertz. I met her some years ago when she released her first book on being a woman's boxer. I was kickboxing at the time and it was a great inspiration to meet with someone and see her athleticism and how articulate she was and how passionate she was about sport. It really encouraged me to participate. So I think it's visibility of women in sport that encourage other women to participate as well, and this is absolutely crucial. So thank you.
Thanks very much for a fabulous program about women's boxing and surfing. It crossed my mind that a Warren Miller type of series of surfing films with women involved might be the way to go. That certainly put men's surfing on the map all those years ago. Thanks, bye.
Sitting down to breakfast with my five-year-old one day, Molly asked, she was eating Nutri-Grain. And she said, Mum, why can only boys eat Nutri-Grain? So I think that's just a comment about the messages that our girls, our young girls are being sent about what boys and girls can and can't do. Okay, love your show. Thank you.
Thank you for your calls. Hey, the number to call is 0283 1430, 0283 1430. And of course, you can get on our website too. We've had a bit of a makeover, you might notice, on the Radio National website, looking very glam indeed. And you can add your comments there. And actually, you'll notice on every story now, a much more obvious set of buttons to share the stories on social media too, on Twitter or Facebook. Please do that because it gets the word out there and really builds a conversation around our program. And also what it does is it actually brings your ideas to us as well. More people get in touch and we really love to hear from you. I also wanted to let you know that with that Age of Reason BBC series, we're going to link to their website. We can't actually provide the podcast because it's a BBC copyright arrangement that we have to oblige, but we actually can link to their website and they're actually keeping the audio up for a year over on the Age of Reason BBC World Service website. So you'll be able to tune in on their website. Now to Michael Cathcart with Books and Arts Daily. Hello, sir.
Hello, madam. It makes no difference, does it? If you link to someone else's audio, they can still download it. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can certainly stream it on the Beeb website. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what's coming up?
Well, talking of the Beeb, we spoke to Sarah Dunant last night and I recorded a wonderful interview with her. She's the British novelist who's written a book called Blood and Beauty. Mm-hmm. It's all about the Borgia family, the Pope Alexander VI. He's the guy who drew the Pope's line right down the middle of South America, and his family has a very, very grimy reputation indeed, and she's written a novel all about them.
Bit of grime on Books and Arts. All right, we'll look out for that. Thanks, Michael. Next on Life Matters, are you part of a step family? They're kind of called blended families now. We want to hear your experiences. Here's the news on RN.